This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Well, hey, hey, listeners. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Oh, we are inching closer to 200 episodes. Can't believe it. I'm inching closer to my 50th birthday. Also, can't believe that. I feel like these are big milestones, but really they're just milestones because I'm telling myself that they're milestones. But I really do appreciate an opportunity to just pause and reflect on where my life is. The key is to not reflect on where my life is based on where I think it should be or where I want it to be, because it's just amazing to pause. And I know that if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, I often speak about the power of being able to just hit the pause button. And you don't always have to be reaching for that next big goal or that next big thing. And so often the men and women that I work with, one of the things we have to practice is when they hit that goal, to stop and celebrate, give themselves a high five before they're on to the next thing. It's such a challenge for so many of you driven, ambitious people out there. And I feel you. This was something that I also had to learn. It was always about more and better and more and better. And listen, there's nothing wrong with having big goals. There's nothing wrong with wanting to create more. I think as a human experience, you know, we set goals for ourselves, we reach those goals, and it's just human nature to then decide you want more. It's not bad to want more in life. I'm here for it. But it's the ability to be happy with where you are now, to be grateful for where you are now, to really value and appreciate and celebrate where you are right now. So these, you know, moments in time, whether they're birthdays, 200 episodes, you know, children's birthdays are another good time to reflect, anniversaries, like this is why we have these dates. They're for us to pause and reflect on ourselves, not necessarily to go by Hallmark greeting cards. So anyways, that was not the direction that I was going to go on this podcast. So that is just a little bit of like bonus intro. What I'm calling this podcast is I'm Not Made of Teflon. And I thought that was kind of a funny name, but it was something that a colleague said to me, that often I'm viewed as being like Teflon, like nothing bothers me. I'm unfazed. I've been in this self-development work for so long that, you know, I'm just able to move through things and nothing bothers me. And, you know, I wanted to share this because nothing could be further from the truth. And in fact, so often I find myself humbled, sitting in my own shame. And I've started to talk about, you know, I think one of my biggest strengths is my ability to endure shame, not stay in it, but it doesn't shut me down anymore. I acknowledge that it's there. And that's so many of us, probably even you, really struggle with identifying with that emotion of shame. You may not even recognize that what you're feeling is shame. And I guarantee you felt it. And you know what it feels like when it moves through your body, but because it feels so horrible, right? Like shame is one of the worst emotions to be sitting in. We do almost everything in our power to avoid it. And one of the reasons, as I said, that I believe that I'm able to move through things is my ability to allow my shame to be there without making it mean anything. So that means that I have to be willing to endure how crappy that feels. So over the past couple of years, I have experienced a lot of, you know, what most of you would call negative emotions. Now, I don't think any emotion is negative. I think some emotions feel better than others, but all emotions serve a purpose. They're all incredibly valuable. They act as guideposts for us. They are signals that we're going in the wrong direction. Ooh, going in the right direction. This feels amazing. Ooh, not feeling so good, going in the wrong direction. What do I need to explore or look at? Feelings give you an opportunity to pay attention to what's going on. So there's an acronym, PAIN, pay attention inward now. PAIN, pay attention inward now. Your pain, all those feelings of frustration, anger, grief, all of that, they're just indicators. Something is here for you to look at. And let me tell you, my indicator lights over the past couple of years have been going off nonstop. And I have gone through frustration, anger, rage, grief, sadness, resentment, like you name it. I've been there in the past 2 years. Okay. And I don't need to go into all of that because everybody who's living on the planet has experienced some of this, and everybody has made different choices, and we don't need to go into that because it doesn't matter, because what I want to do is share my experience with you. And I've talked to some of my clients about this because I wanted, you know, I'm behind the scenes. Let me go here first. Behind the scenes, when you're working with me in an intimate container, whether it's a one-to-one or whether you're in, you know, my intimate group container, the collective, I open myself up to my clients and they get to see really behind the scenes. So you, for my listener, right, we don't know each other, and I want to share as much as I possibly can with you. However, the closer you get on the inner circle of where I am, right? So if I'm at the center, right, we've got all these rings. I look at it as like rings around us, and different people fit in different levels of those rings. So the closer you are to me, the more I'm going to open up and share with you, because you've earned the right to come behind the scenes with me and feel what's going on. And I share a lot with my clients because it helps them to see where they are and gives them another perspective to look at. And I believe in group learning. I believe that stories have the power to shift us and move us. And one of the worst things we can do is be in this place of thinking that I'm the only one that this is happening to. And so many of you get into that. You believe that nobody else understands you. So by me having the courage and being willing to be open and vulnerable to share my stories, my hope is that it moves you. And this is something that I'm sharing that I really, you know, do I want to share this on the podcast? Because it is so raw for me. Now, it needed to happen because I'm on the other side of it now, and that's why I'm able to share. But when I was in it, it was really frustrating for me because I was like, God, I want to learn the lesson, but why am I not learning the lesson? And the reason I wasn't learning the lesson was because I was choosing to not learn the lesson. And I know that that can be challenging to hear, especially if you're going through your own period of pain or frustration, this whole like, what lesson do I need to learn, right? Like, just fix it, make me feel better. So I'll start at the beginning. When I returned from Mexico, my re-entry into Canada was a little bit bumpy. Let's just say that I wasn't super pleased with the rules and regulations about coming back into my country. And I personally decided that I was going to make a stand that aligned with my values. And due to that decision, it was a little bit of a bumpy reentry. It didn't go perfectly. I'm proud of what I stood up for. I'm proud of the conversations that I had. And then, you know, we carried on with our lives. And now, as of October 1st, I believe every single mandate in Canada have been lifted. You can come here regardless of your status. All the apps and things that they had in place are gone. And it's really fascinating because, you know, when all of this started a couple of years ago, it was having to hold that vision for knowing that things would change, but not knowing when they would. And maybe you can understand this, because if you're in a place of pain, it's you know tomorrow is going to be different, but you don't know how tomorrow is going to be different. You don't know when things are going to change. You don't know when your business is going to start making money, or when that relationship is going to go show up, or when you're going to find that perfect job, or when your relationship with your body is going to change, or when you're going to have more money in the bank. So you could be doing all the things, but you have to let go of when it's all going to come together or manifest, as people like to say. You have to just keep showing up day in and day out and focusing on what you can do to support yourself feeling the best you can. And listen, over the past couple of years, I had a lot of days where I was not feeling my best. I'm so grateful for the clients and my business, because it forced me to move my attention, because it wasn't about my problems. It was about being a vehicle to support my clients moving through theirs. And I appreciate so deeply the compassion that my clients showed me, because even my clients, like, everybody was on a different page. Anyways, I digress. So we come back from Canada. It's a bumpy reentry. I think it was much more challenging on my hubby because he hadn't gone through that before. Before the mandates came down, I'd come back from Vegas and my show. So I'd experienced what it felt like to be treated differently. Anyhow, I had two amazing, beautiful, phenomenal clients come into town, and I had an opportunity to head up to Whistler for a couple of days. And I didn't know I needed a vacation for my vacation because I'd just come back from Mexico, but Whistler gave me an opportunity to be on my own for a couple of days. So I got to connect with them, but I also had an amazing suite up in Whistler, like two levels. It was phenomenal. I managed to get myself upgraded. How did I do that? I asked. You'd be amazed at what you can get when you just are willing to ask and not get in your head about, well, who am I to deserve that? So here I am, one little person in this massive, like, I don't know, 1200 square foot hotel suite overlooking the lake in Whistler. Phenomenal. But I had some time to reflect, and I really needed to reflect on how I wanted my next year to look. What were my dreams? What were my visions? And what was I getting into? Excuse me. And I really had to look at how much suffering I had chosen to be in over the past couple of years, specifically this last year, before I was able to travel at all. And it was really hard to sit with that. And it was really hard to be honest with myself about why I was choosing to focus on things I couldn't control. So there's a saying, my mentor uses it all the time, you are where your attention is. You are where your attention is. And I had to be radically honest with myself about where I was holding my attention, which then led me to the next question about, why am I choosing that? Why am I choosing to hold my attention there? And what came up for me was, I felt like it was my responsibility to pay attention to what was going on. I mean, how do we change the world if we're all in love and light with our heads up our butts, never paying attention to what's going on in the world? So I want to say that it's a fine line. It's a fine line between pay attention and don't pay attention. Because if you focus on what isn't working in your life, if you focus on the problem you think you have, that problem is going to magnify and magnify and magnify. So I first had to get honest with myself about why I was holding my attention there. And it came back to that very old story of mine. This is a problem. If I want to fix the problem, I need to be responsible for the role that I'm playing in the problem. So how do I do that? Well, I got involved in politics. I learned about our political system here in Canada, which I'd never really learned about, never paid attention to. So that was a positive, right? If you're Canadian, you don't understand our political system, please wake up, pay attention. Like, this is something that I could control. But following Instagram feeds and watching stuff that would just, like, it was like throwing gasoline on a fire. It wasn't helping anything. It wasn't actually making me be responsible. It was just holding my attention on the thing that would energetically so put me in my, you know, quote unquote, negative emotions, which that doesn't feel good, right? So I spent a lot of time frustrated, angry, resentful in emotions that aren't going to support me creating the vision that I want, and just feeling so sad. Like, so the depth of the grief that I went through. And I hope to do an episode around grief and the stages of grief, because so often we think grief has to be tied to somebody dying But grief can be tied to losing something we love. And we go through these stages of like denial and bargaining and, you know, resignment and acceptance and back and around. Like there's all these different levels that we go through with grief. So I spent a lot of time in my ish over the past year, right? Not very Teflon-y at all. Very much like in it and not able to see how to get myself out. So in this conversation that I had with myself at Whistler was this question of, okay, well, if that's the why, you're wanting to be responsible. I then went, well, what other benefit am I getting from holding my attention on this? What benefit am I getting from continuing to talk about this, right? Because it felt like most of the world had moved on and I was still having tears and tantrums over this. So what is the benefit that I get out of that? And I realized that in that moment, I wanted people to feel sorry for me. I was back in my victim mentality. I was back in my self-pity. I was wanting attention. Now, you might be listening to this thinking, Lisa, you're being hard on yourself. I'm not sharing this to be hard on myself. I'm sharing with you the process that I take myself through to get to the core of what is going on for me. Now, as soon as I realize that, wow, I'm wanting attention. I'm wanting people to feel bad for me and recognizing I was back in a very, very old pattern, right? A childhood pattern. The shame then washed over me. So I'm sharing this with you now. I'm not sitting in shame, but if we had talked like 4 weeks ago, there was shame there for me. What was I making it mean? So we all operate from different beliefs, and there are things that you did in your childhood that helped you find that love, safety, and belonging. And there is value in that, and these patterns are hardwired in. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, because what I recognized in that moment as I was sitting there and thinking about how I'm wanting to be responsible and how I'm wanting people to just say, like, Lisa, you're going to be okay. We know you're a good person, right? Looking for that love and belonging and feeling like my voice mattered, because I felt like for a long time, my voice didn't matter most of my life. I looked back on one of the biggest struggles I've had in my life. And then I had to ask myself, okay, Lisa, here's that story of struggle, things being hard, and you feeling like you have to fight for what you want. That's a story. And I thought I'd put that story to bed because I ran that story for a long time, right? Like, tell me I can't do something, I'm going to show you. I felt like everything had to be hard. So I compared my stories that I was running and the struggle that I was in, and then I held up the mirror of what it looked like when I was working through my stories around my money. And holy shit, listener, I was like, this is the same story. This is the same thing. I spent years suffering and struggling about my relationship with my money, putting all my focus on how was I going to fix it, but not actually doing the things to fix it. Just in worry, anxiety, struggle all the time, right? Things changed when I started to take responsibility for the things I could control, right? Opening my bills, paying them on time, getting, you know, learning what it meant to be a CEO of my business. And I know I've said this before that I'm going to do a full episode on this. I will. I am committed to doing that episode. There's just so many notes I need to distill for you guys. And I want to do a great job because I know it's going to impact so many of you. So here I am looking and I'm seeing that this is the same thing. I'm rerunning the same pattern that I did with my money. I'm focusing on a problem that I can't control. I'm not taking responsibility. Well, I was, but taking responsibility for the things that I could do, but I was spending way too much time in my suffering and focusing on the things that I couldn't. I was spending way too much time putting my attention on the places that were depleting my energy instead of being at a place of, you know what, my life is pretty amazing. Even if I could never leave this country, I have an amazing life. I've built an amazing business. I have amazing friends, colleagues, family, all of that. Because I was too focused on what I didn't have, where I wasn't yet. So as I was sitting, reflecting on this, I said to myself, like, Lisa, we can't do another year of this. How many more times does this lesson need to land on your lap? And I just started to laugh because, you know, we can make everything so serious. This self-development work can be feel very serious and heady, right? But when you ask the right question of yourself and you're willing to be honest with the answer and be with your shame, man, things can change in a heartbeat. So I laughed because I was like, wow, I see you, universe. And I felt like the universe was like, this is funny. Hopefully you'll laugh about this. I think it's funny. I don't think the universe tests us or tricks us, but I do believe that the lessons that we're here to learn will keep coming back around until we get them. And this lesson, clearly, I still needed to go deeper with it, because it's like the universe took my lessons around struggle and holding my attention on things I couldn't control, and it rewrapped it, right? Put new paper on it, tied a fancy new bow on it, and then was like, okay, we're going to give this back to her. I wonder if she's going to realize that we're just regifting it, right? It's like I got the same gift from the universe. Here's the gift. Let's see if she notices that we already gave this to her. And I unwrapped it and I was like, oh my God, a brand new gift. Never dawned on me that I was running the same patterns. So then I had to sit with the shame about how did I not notice? How had I missed that the universe had regifted me with this beautiful opportunity to learn, right? Because it would be easy to pick up the stick, start beating myself up, being hard on myself that I didn't know it. But I realized in that moment, like, it doesn't matter, Lisa. Like, now that you have this awareness, now what changes? What is different from this moment moving forward? What do you need to take responsibility for? What do you need to be committed to? Where do you want to hold your attention? So I immediately went into my Instagram and I unfollowed the three accounts. There were only three of them, right? But every day I would check in and I unfollowed them. And now if I need to see, I can go in and I can, you know, poke in every couple of weeks to see what's there. And you know what, within a week of taking those accounts off my phone, and they weren't even aggressive accounts. Like, I love these people that I was following. Hopefully one of them will come on the podcast, because they really, like, on the days I felt like I was going crazy, I was like, okay, I'm not going crazy. There are other people who see this perspective that I do. But my energy almost immediately shifted. And now it's really, you know, it's really not surprising to me. Not that the world is revolving around me having my personal breakthroughs, but it's also not surprising to me that all of these things now have been lifted. It's almost like, okay, Lisa, you've learned your lesson, so we're going to give you all your freedom back in a different way. So I am not Teflon. I was in it pretty deep. And all the while I was in it pretty deep, I was doing a boss job for my clients and making sure they weren't staying in their stuff. So if you've ever thought to put me on a pedestal, or you think that I've got everything figured out and that I'm this badass and look at me doing all these things, because listen, I am also badass, and I am also a hard ass when it comes to coaching, because if I see you in your suffering, I don't want you to spend a moment more there than you need to. But we're often really crappy coaches to ourselves, even when you have done the amount of work I've done. So when I was ready to learn the lesson, I learned the lesson. And we don't learn things before we're ready. So I needed to go through that experience. I needed everything that has happened over the past 2 years to grow me, to move me to that next level, so I can serve at an even higher level, so I can take my own clients to a place that they've never gone. I'm grateful for every lesson I've had in my life, and I've had a lot of really, really hard lessons, but they've also helped to forge the coach that I've become. I've had so many things fall away from me in this past month since going to Mexico, which I knew it was going to be a transformational trip, but it's really been since I've come back that I've closed the loop on some massive things in relationships where I was giving my power away. They weren't taking anything from me. I just wasn't standing in my power. I wasn't owning the things, the stories, right? I was letting my stories run me instead of me taking responsibility for my stories. I've let so much fall away, and it's really interesting to feel how different my energy is now as I've closed these loops. So there you go. I'm not made of Teflon. I get into my shit just as much as you do. I'm just further down the path. I know better questions to ask myself. I have a high level of awareness, which is what I lead my clients into so that they can learn to self-coach, because that's what it's about, right? It's about learning how to be your own best coach. I love working with my clients year in and year out, but I also am so proud of them that they come to the calls with different questions, or when they know they're ready to stand on their own 2 feet, they can come back anytime. I'm always going to appreciate and value coaching. And I also am also going to have a lot of reverence for my ability to coach myself when I'm ready to learn the lessons. So that's what having more shame resilience will give you. It allows you to ask those deeper questions because you know that you can hold the emotion of shame and release it. So I don't feel shameful that I got into my stuff anymore because that's human. That's human. We're here. We signed up to come here to learn our lessons. I truly, truly believe that. So, hopefully I learned this one. Hopefully I got it. Hopefully I got it. And I'm sure there'll be new ones around the corner. I'm not asking for anything right now, universe. I would really like if we could have like a 12-month hiatus from big lessons, that would be highly appreciated. But this is what it means. This is what it means to step up into the next level. So if you are struggling, feeling stuck in a lot of pain and not knowing how to work through it, I have just dropped on my site. I have released single session coaching calls again. You can go ahead and apply for one of those at www. Oh God, am I still saying that? That's totally aging me. lisacarpenter.ca/WWM, and you can grab yourself one of those single session coaching calls. It's a great place to start, especially if you're looking to explore going into the collective to work with me in an intimate group environment, or if you're looking to work with me longer term as a one-to-one client, and those slots are very, very limited. So thank you for listening. I hope that you were able to find your own lessons in this. I hope you were able to hear the questions that I was asking and be able to redirect those back at yourself. There's so much wisdom to be found if you have the courage to ask yourself, what is the benefit I get from being in this pattern or being in this belief or running this habit or being in this behavior? If you can get honest with yourself about that, the world will open up for you. So stay tuned. I will begin working, crafting, bullet pointing this money episode. It may have to be a two-parter because, man, it was a journey. And I don't want to leave any of the details out because I know it is going to be so helpful for you if you have been struggling with your own relationship with money and the stories that you have around money. Because I had a laundry list of stories. And the only reason I'm able to be where I am today in my business and where I am with my bank account and living the life that I'm living is because I committed to doing that work. And I'm here to support you in doing the same. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you haven't already, please, please, please leave a 5-star rating and review on your listening platform of choice. Unless, of course, you hate the podcast, then just carry on. But if you love it, please leave a rating and review. It really does help other listeners find this podcast, and I would love to grow my audience even more this year. We are coming up on, I think we're cl crossing, I don't know, 200, 300,000 downloads, which is like wild to me that many of you are listening from around the world. Like I'm so honored and so grateful for those of you who show up every week and allow me to be in your ear. It just, you don't know how much I appreciate that I have the opportunity to do this. So I know you might think you're getting the better end of the stick, but man, like for me to have a voice to just speak freely about what is on my mind and what is on my heart, knowing that it's impacting so many, is just such a gift. So thank you so much for being here, and I will connect with you on our next episode. Remember, nobody else is going to make you a priority. So make sure that you are showing up in your life this week and making you matter, making you a priority, whatever that means, even if it's 5 minutes sitting, enjoying the view. All right, take good care, and I will chat with you on our next episode.